Well, good morning to all of you, and a very warm welcome to this, our Remembrance Day Remembrance services, both here and across in the marketplace, which is why you see me dressed the way I am. Not my usual attire, but anyway, never mind. But it's good that we have this time to remember the sacrifice others made for us. And as we also remember in our own time together, the sacrifice the Lord Jesus made for us. Intimations are on the sheet as normal, and if you haven't got a printed copy, you will find some hopefully on the way out the door as you leave the building. One other thing, you will see that we are having a man's open night, housewarming, call it what you will, this coming Friday on the 19th. You will note it says that it is from 7:30 till 10 o'clock. That is for two very good reasons. Number one, that people with cars can park, otherwise my neighbours will not be happy. And also, don't all come at once because you're not fit in the house, okay? So it's a kind of, you can come in dribs and drabs or whatever you want to describe it as, and it'll be good to have a time of fellowship. So I think that's all I want to say really about that. Let us therefore begin our act of worship. We're going to stand and sing our first hymn of praise to God. Soldiers of Christ, arise and put your armour on, strong on the strength which Christ supplies through his eternal Son. Let's continue in worship as we come and we pray to the Lord together. Lord Jesus, we come before you as your people on this Remembrance Sunday morning. Lord, to remember those who gave their lives for our freedom. Lord, those who paid willingly and gave willingly that ultimate sacrifice, that, Lord, we might know and enjoy the freedom that we have. But Lord, as we do these things, we are also mindful that, Lord, we live in a world that is still marred by war and conflict. Lord, we pray, O living God, as we will pray later on this morning, for the peace for our world, for those who seek to work and labor for peace. We pray particularly this morning for those who would name the name of Christ and would know you in that living and personal way, who find themselves, Lord, this morning in positions of power and influence and authority, whether it be in government or in other organizations. We pray for them that, Lord, on this day, they would know your strength, they would know your enduring spirit upon them, that, Lord, they would fulfill the ministry to which you have led them and called them as they seek to play their part to promote the peace of our world. But yet, Lord, as we think of these things and pray for these things, we are, Lord, ultimately reminded from your word that true peace in the world can only begin, Lord, when the human heart is at peace with you. And, Lord, we ask and pray that in our act of remembering, We would remember, O Lord, the one who paid that ultimate price and gave himself in that ultimate sacrifice, Lord, not just for friends, but also for sinners, for all people on the cross, even our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you that by his stripes and by his wounds, we have been healed. And we ask that, Lord, as we remember those who gave their lives, we might remember the one who gave himself for us. So, Lord, we pray that you would meet with us now as we continue to worship you and to gather around your word. For this our prayer we bring through Christ our Lord. Amen. We're going to have some verses of scripture read to us, and Chris very much at the last minute has agreed to do this. Song of Songs, chapter 8 and verse 7, John 15 and verse 13, and Romans 5, verses 6 to 11. Let us hear the living word of God.
If you didn't catch that, we start off with Song of Songs in chapter 8 in just one verse, verse 7. Many waters cannot quench love. Rivers cannot wash it away. If one were to give all the wealth of his house for love, it would be truly scorned. Moving on to John chapter 15, one verse, verse 13. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. And then some verses from Romans 5, 6 to 11. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if, when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Not only in this, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation.
Thank you, Chris. We're going to stand again and sing one more song before we hear God's word. Jesus Christ, I think upon your sacrifice. You became nothing, poured out to death. Many times I wondered at your gift of life, and I'm in that place once again.
Jesus Christ, I think upon your sacrifice. You became nothing, poured out to death. Many times I wondered at your gift of life, and I'm in that place once again. I'm not afraid.
We have come, friends, this morning to remember those who have given their lives for their country and for others, for us all, that we might continue to know the freedom that we enjoy. And if we're honest in our quieter moments, I suspect we have to admit we all too often take for granted. We're reminded of the greatest thing that any man can do, and that is to give his life for others in sacrifice, in self-surrender, that they might live on. And as we remember this, we remember the reason and the motive that drives on men and women to act in such a selfless manner. And that, of course, is love itself. And it's in these well-known verses of Scripture that they are inviting us on this Remembrance Sunday, I would suggest, to reflect on five things about love that we must never forget, especially on an occasion like this. First of all, I would suggest we are invited to remember the strength of love. These verses from Songs of Songs and Romans chapter 5. We are confronted with the strength of love. The writer of the Song of Songs, in great high poetic form, he says, many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. They cannot be quenched by the waters of adversity, nor drowned by their deluge. Here is something that cannot be destroyed, but remains eternal, like God, the giver of love himself. But we learn something else about the strength of love from Romans 5 and verse 6. For the love of God is greater and purer and higher than above even the greatest and purest of all human love. What does Paul tell us? He tells us that while we were still sinners, while we were powerless still and unable to save ourselves, to rescue ourselves from the bonds of sin that had enslaved us, just as many a nation needed to be in past days set free from the bonds of political and physical enslavement that had gathered around them. Just as it was for them, so it has been for us. God in his love sent his son to die on the cross for us. Such was the strength of heaven's love that it sent Jesus to die on the cross. One commentator has said this, it was not the nails that kept Jesus to the cross. It was his love for you and his love for me. Here therefore Paul is telling us that this love of God is a love that sets free. And as this is true physically, it is most true of all in the spiritual realm as well. So we remind ourselves, first of all, this morning of the strength of love. But also we are invited to remember the showing of love as well. Paul continues developing his theme in verse 8 of the same chapter in Romans. The Apostle Paul goes on to make clear that for love to be real, it has to be shown. And it has to be shown in concrete terms. And so we come to remember those this morning who most certainly demonstrated that principle. As they took up arms to fight and to conquer those people, beliefs and ideas that would seek to enslave men physically and politically. But here Paul, as I would suggest, directing our attention to something even beyond this. For he is pointing our attention to the very reason that lies behind all our earthly and worldly struggles that we see between the nations. And that is ultimately the nature of our spiritual struggle with ourselves, individually, with our fellow man, and ultimately with God himself. For Paul tells us that God showed or demonstrated his love for us. How? By sending Jesus while we were still sinners. While we were still sinners. While our hearts were still enslaved by sin and far from him. What was God in Christ doing? Paul makes it very clear. God in Christ was reaching out to us. He was reaching down to us. That heaven in the person of Christ stepped down. The Lord left his glorious throne. Thou who was rich beyond all telling, yet for love's sake became us poor. Sapphire paved courts for stable floor. Thou who was rich beyond all telling, all for love's sake became us poor. That is what Jesus did. He stepped out of eternity down into history. He took on human flesh and human form. He lived like us, among us, with us and for us, yet without sin, and went to that cross for us. Oh yes, friends, as we remember those who have given their lives for their country, we remember also the Lord who gave himself, not just for me, not just for you, but for the entire world and for all who would believe. So we are to remember the showing of love this morning, as well as to remember the strength of love. But we also learn from these verses from God's word that we are to remember something else. I've already touched on it. We are to remember the sacrifice of love as well. John 15 and 13, and again in Romans 5. Here we see love in action. At this point, we are not talking about how to see love or show love. This is love in action. This is love with its boots on. This is love on a Monday morning. This is love being worked out in a practical way. And it reminds us in these verses that the sacrifice of love is indeed sacrifice. That love at its heart does indeed involve sacrifice. It involves putting others first. It means giving up ourselves and perhaps even our lives to do so. Jesus himself says this in John 15, 13. Greater love hath no man than this, than he lay down his life for his friends. Here says Jesus is the most noble thing that any man or woman can do. And so we remember those this morning who have done that, precisely that, down through the long years of human history. But yet again, we are pointed away from that. We are pointed again to higher and deeper things by the Apostle Paul in verse 8 of Romans 5. He presents us with the love of God, which led the Son of God to sacrifice himself, not for his friends, but for those who were his enemies. We weren't friends of God at that point. We were not loving the Lord. We hated him. Our hearts were hard and were far from him. But yet, what does Paul tell us in God's word? He tells us that Christ died for us while we were still sinners. Love to the loveless shown, that they might lovely be. Here, says Paul, is love taken to the highest of all possible places. For it is, he says, a love that in Christ gives itself for its enemies in order to make its enemies its friend. And that, says Paul, is exactly what God in Christ has done for the world. That is what he's done for every single one of us this morning. And all that we will stand side by side with in a few short moments from now. He did it for them. He did it for us. He did it for me. He did it for you. He did it for the whole world. So we're to remember the sacrifice of love. But what is the result of that? Well, Paul draws us fourthly to think about this, and the fourth thing I want us to reflect on now, and that's verses 9 and 10 from Romans 5. We are to remember also this morning the salvation that comes through love. Here, in effect, Paul tells us what the sacrificial love of the Lord Jesus Christ has purchased for us. What has it achieved? What does it lead to? What is its result? And he sums up the result in one all-encompassing word, and it's the word salvation. We come this morning, friends, rightly, to remember the political and the physical salvation that we and the other countries now enjoy, which was purchased for us through the sacrificial death and love of others. And because of their death, we are now able to live lives of the blessing and freedom that we know. But friends, as we also remember this morning in political and the physical terms, we also must remember it spiritually as well. We must remember it in spiritual terms, for if we do not, then our act of remembrance ultimately is not complete. For what Paul is doing here is inviting us to remember the greatest sacrifice of all, the sacrifice of the love of God in Christ, carried out in love for us, through Christ's death on the cross in your place and my place, that through saving faith in him, we might be set free from the bondage and slavery to sin, that surely had engulfed us and held us in its vice-like grip, that we might move into freedom that Christ's sacrifice has purchased for us. We remember salvation this morning, not just in worldly terms, but we remember salvation also in spiritual terms as well. And that brings us to the final thing I want to finish with, and that's Romans chapter 5. And verse 11. How should we respond in the light of all of these things that we have been hearing and thinking about? Well, we are to remember one other thing, one final thing, according to the Apostle Paul. We are to remember the sacrifice we offer because of love. In this final verse, Paul looks at the nature of that which should be our response as those who have received God's love. And the response we are to make, he says, is one of loving service. We are to give ourselves, he says, to work for reconciliation, not only between man and man, but also, most importantly of all, between man and God. We are to give ourselves, says Paul, in loving service to others because we have received the joyful gift of his salvation rather than out of and as an attempt to try and gain it. We do it because we already have received it. That, says Paul, should be our natural response. It should be one of loving service for others because we have remembered the strength of God's love shown to us in the sacrificing of the very Son of God as he gave himself so that we through faith in him might know afresh this morning, or maybe even for the first time, the salvation that his death has purchased for us, so that we might go and serve others in his name and proclaim the incredible richness and freedom that is the good news of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so this morning, friends, as we, in a moment or two, we'll go across to the marketplace to remember those who gave their lives for their country. We also must remember the one who gave himself for us and who calls us afresh on this Remembrance Sunday to give our lives in fresh yieldedness and devotion and loving service to him. Let us pray together. Lord, we thank you for these lessons of truth that we have learned from your word this morning. Lord, we ask in whatever way you know they need to be, that they would be applied, Lord, deep into our hearts. That, Lord, we might work as those, O Lord, who are agents of reconciliation. That, Lord, we would point, Lord, those that we love, those that we live with, to you, O Lord, and to your higher kingdom. That, Lord, unlike all earth's proud empires, will not pass away, but will endure and endure, Lord, on into eternity, which through grace, Lord, and through your wonderful salvation, Lord, you have made us members thereof. So, Lord, hear us as we bring our prayer, and as we remember what you have done for us, as we remember also what others have done for us, Lord, this Remembrance Sunday. Hear us, Lord, as we pray and ask for these things. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, let's stand, friends, and sing our closing hymn together. Glorious things of thee are spoken, Zion city of our God. He whose word cannot be broken, form thee for his own abode. may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you and turn his face towards you and give you his peace now and always. Amen.